The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Are you familiar with pareidolia? It's the tendency to recognize familiar things in abstract patterns, the way we often see faces in tree bark or animals in clouds, and the way we sometimes hear the semblance of words in nonverbal sounds. It's a natural human tendency linked in one way or another to our species' survival. There's a busy abstract painting hanging in my kitchen. When my daughter was young, she would stand before it pointing out a collie, a cat's head, and a dancing bear amid its many forms. Sitting beside it now, I've spotted a yellow elephant looking over his left shoulder and a gray koala clinging to the side of a building. I love the way pareidolia works in other contexts as well. How our interest in the behavior of ants or bees teaches us something meaningful about our own human societies, and the way a poem on just about any subject can also manage to shed light on some facet of our individual lives. Today's poem is Beehive by Harlem Renaissance poet Jean Toomer. In faithfulness to its title, the poem is populated with bees, honey, and a hive. But I'm also looking for a signal that an aspect of human life might also be at stake. And I'm not disappointed. Near the end of the poem, the speaker describes himself as, quote, a drone lying on my back. Is that literal or metaphorical? I don't feel the need to decide. The poem gives me at once a sense of the interior life of an insect and a figurative sense of the scope of the speaker's experience. Both seem useful. I'll take both. Reading the poem a second time, I noticed that its opening line, "Within this black hive tonight," emboldens me to think about the lives of black people, about the terms of freedom, reverie, love, work, and joy available to a black speaker both in Toomer's time and my own. It doesn't detract from my other two perspectives on the poem, and so I'll take it too. I love the way Toomer's brief poem seems to ripple out in multiple directions at once, the way concentric circles do. I can read it again, listening only to the poem's sounds, the repetition driving each line forward like an engine, the dissonant bluesy music generated by words like moon and comb and drone playing off of one another. Beehive appears in Toomer's book Kane, a collection of poems and prose vignettes that explore different facets of black life in the American North and South. His approach was considered experimental, moving in and out of forms, adopting different tones, genres, and perspectives. Like this single poem, Kane rewards rereading with an array of distinct impressions. Beehive by Jean Toomer. Within this black hive tonight, there swarm a million bees. Bees passing in and out the moon, bees escaping out the moon, bees returning through the moon, silver bees intently buzzing, silver honey dripping from the swarm of bees. Earth, is a waxen cell of the world comb, and I, a drone, lying on my back, lipping honey, getting drunk with silver honey, wish that I might fly out past the moon and curl forever in some far-off farmyard flower. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.